Good morning. A clear and cold start to the day across interior New York and New England, with most everyone starting off in the 20s. Abundant sunshine with high pressure in control will dominate throughout the day, and we'll have a quick rebound, as is common in the early stages of spring, with readings climbing quickly out of the 20s and 30s through the 40s, and by mid to late afternoon, with a southerly wind flow, we'll push into the mid-50s for daytime highs. Some clouds will start to move in tonight, and temperatures will stay on the milder side with lows in the upper 30s to around 40. The next front will make an approach during the day on Thursday. It'll become moisture-starved as the energy associated with this system pivots into southern Canada. Despite this, skies will become mostly cloudy, although it will be breezy and very mild with highs reaching the lower 60s. Precipitation should hold off into western and central New York by the end of the day, and then what's left of a few scattered showers will pass through on Thursday night. Friday morning will open up in the middle 40s with a few scattered showers, then we'll go back to mostly sunny skies as a westerly breeze develops behind this system. Still, temperatures will climb into the upper 50s. A sharp cool down for the upcoming weekend back to below normal temperatures with a mix of sun and clouds and a gusty northwest wind, highs will only be near 40. In fact, it'll stay in the upper 30s to around 40 with partly sunny skies and a breeze on Sunday. A modest rebound early next week with a good amount of sun and dry weather on Monday and Tuesday in the lower 40s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a storm system extending from the northern plains to the southwest will slowly settle into the upper Midwest and central plains through tomorrow morning. The system will produce moderate to heavy snow over parts of the northern plains and upper Midwest today. Winter storm watches and warnings are currently in effect. Meanwhile, moisture from the Gulf of Mexico will be pulled northward over the plains and into the upper Midwest that will interact with this storm to produce moderate to heavy rain and thunderstorms. Some of the storms will become severe, with the greatest risk for severe weather from Oklahoma into Kansas and Missouri. Elsewhere, energy associated with a low-pressure center off the west coast will produce continuous showers and thunderstorms along the coast through tomorrow. This energy will also drive moderate to heavy snow over the mountain ranges of California and Oregon and the Washington Cascades. Snowfall totals of 1 to 2 feet are expected over the Sierra Nevada and the Northwest California coastal mountains. Over the southwest and southern plains, persistent dry conditions, exacerbated by a passing cold front combined with high winds, will create critical fire weather throughout the period. At Mount Washington this morning, 130 miles visibility with partly cloudy skies and 30 degrees with a northwest wind at 12 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals in 25 below zero. In Albany on the hour, clear skies and 21 degrees, the dew point 20, 96% relative humidity, calm wind and the barometer at 30.51 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 87 degrees at Rio Grande Village, Texas, to a low of 5 below zero at Estcourt Station, Westfield, Mazardy, and Knowles Corner, all in Maine. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the upper 50s, Boston sunny in the mid-50s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs in the mid-50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 50 degrees, the low 29. The average temperature 40, that's 8 degrees above normal. No snowfall yesterday, still just 8-tenths of an inch for the month, which is now 3.3 inches of snow below normal, and 54.1 inches for the season, which is 3.1 inches of snow above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 42 degrees, the average low 23. The record high 72 set in 1977, and the record low 0 in 1984 and in 1996. Sunrise this morning was at 6:15 a.m., sunset this evening 6:56 p.m., 11 hours and 41 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny today with highs in the lower to mid 50s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny today with highs in the mid to upper 50s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows around 40. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, sunny today with highs in the mid-50s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, sunny today with highs in the mid-50s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the upper 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunny today with highs in the mid-50s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows around 40. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, breezy, and very mild, lower 60s. A chance of showers Thursday night and early Friday morning. Then mostly sunny Friday afternoon, breezy in the upper 50s. A mix of sun and clouds, windy and colder near 40 on Saturday. Partly sunny, breezy, cold, upper 30s on Sunday. Mostly sunny, lower 40s on Monday, and a mix of sun and clouds staying in the lower 40s on Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.